Start with.
Dearest friend. All right, I can do that. Or greetings. How about that?
Greetings. Salutations.
Right. Yep. Friends, Romans, and countrymen. Okay. So this is a sort of election, fall election season. Some local and regional elections took place, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Didn't San Diego get a mayor yesterday?
My birthday. No, apparently they didn't, Kenny, right? Runoff? What's the story? Or is it okay?
There were... Geez, I don't even know how many people had thrown their hats into the ring.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there's going to be a runoff.
And who are the two candidates?
Pardon?
Are they one Republican, one Democratic candidate? How does it shake out?
There are two Democrats against a Republican city councilman.
Really? Sounds like gang warfare.
They're down from
two
a field
against one?
I think there was 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then
it's a reality show. We've got to vote them off the island.
It looks like Kevin Falconer was the leading candidate. He's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
well,
then Nathan Fletcher from Qualcomm and David Alvarez are the other two that are up for the job.
Wasn't part of the issue that the former mayor was the first Democrat elected for a long time as mayor of San Diego and had been a Republican?
You know, that's what happens when you elect those D's.
Oh, don't be...
That's joking, Doug.
But you know what? People don't hear that. What they hear is the same kind of biased nonsense that you hear from some... It's like the president blaming the Republicans and the Tea Party, especially, for the mess with Obamacare. Come on, Charlie. Fix the problem. Stop facing, you know, like a child yourself in the mirror and say, oh, my God, those damn Republicans. It's like Bill Clinton tried that for a while and didn't work, so he just beat them at their own game. If you were smart, Mr. President, and were getting therapy like I suggested you ought to, you'd probably figure out that the best way to figure this whole thing out is to get to work on it and stop wasting your time blaming everybody. Get people that can fix it. However, they're not doing that. Well, they're doing it little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch. And so that's our discussion of politics for today. Oh, wait a minute. No, there's one more story.
Ready?
Sure.
Another election yesterday. A white anti-gay activist has ousted a 24-year black incumbent from his position on the Houston Community College Board of Trustees. And he did it by pretending he was black.
I heard about this guy.
His name is Dave Wilson, who until recently was described in the press as an unsuccessful candidate in several local political races. Mr. Wilson decided to take a shot at the trustee job, even though he knew he was running in an overwhelmingly black district. So he tried to see if he could subtly convince voters that he was black as well. In an interview, Wilson said he was shocked that he won. Quote, I always said it was a long shot. I did not expect to win. So Mr. Wilson sent campaign flyers to community members, used stock photos of blacks with messages like, quote, please vote for our friend and neighbor, Dave Wilson. He even boasted an endorsement from Ron Wilson. Houston voters thought that this Ron Wilson, former state rep, helped create the Texas Human Rights Commission, debated the KKK leader David Duke, led the fight to make Martin Luther King Jr. a day recognized as a holiday in the state. But the Ron Wilson in question was actually a family member with the same name, lived in Iowa. His name is Ron Wilson.
Cousin Ron.
Yeah, Cousin Ron. Said, Dave's a great guy. In one of the mailers, he made a point to tie his opponent, incumbent Bruce Austin, to the lesbian mayor of Houston, pointing out that they both support sodomy, marriage between a man and a man, and that a man can use a woman's bathroom.
Hmm.
There you go. So, the guy who was in there loses. And, you know, you look at some of these things that people, what is there that seems so attractive? Why would somebody work so hard to belong to the Community College Board of Trustees?
I don't know. But you know what? It just goes to show you, and I'm guilty of this, and I'm sure a lot of people are, when you just vote for someone based on their name or because you don't know. I mean, who knows about the candidates that are running for the Board of Trustees for most colleges? Most of the time, you don't know.
Well, the public colleges are, those are public jobs, like library trustee, things like that that seem inconsequential.
And then instead of picking a name that just seems good out of a hat, or I always usually, you know, vote for them based on their occupation, maybe you should just stop voting for them if you don't know for sure.
Mm.
Skip that line. I don't know. What do you think?
I think you're right, Jennifer, as usual. Except when you... go ahead, Kenny.
Wouldn't it be some kind of fraud to be sending out propaganda with a picture of someone else as
I would think
your
so.
Photo?
Well, no, he didn't send out a picture of somebody else. He took stock photos of groups of blacks and suggested those people were going to support him.
Hmm.
He didn't say he was black. He never said he was
so
black.
He just manipulated.
He was smart enough to manipulate. He didn't do anything illegal or wrong. He just did what people do who want to be clever, if that's what it is. He wanted to get elected to something, so he figured out how to get elected to something by being not fraudulent, clever. And as it turns out, didn't
people
represent.
Bought it.
Yeah, right. So, there you go. Another successful election story from yesterday. Meanwhile, in other black news, and I say that with a certain amount of trepidation because some people think I'm supposed to always say African-American, and I don't use the term because I don't like it. I think you're an American or you're an African or you're a black person or you're a white person, if that's the way you want to divvy things up. I think that my reference here is going to be to the outrageous number of blacks that are in our prison system and how out of kilter it is, and that's not a liberal statement. What it is a statement of fact, that more blacks go to jail for crimes that white people get off on and or they get probation. Blacks don't get probation. They get sent to jail. Now, that's not the case with this particular fellow. The Supreme Court cleared the way yesterday for the execution of a Texas death row inmate whose lawyers say he is ineligible for the death penalty. You've heard this discussion before, the story of Marvin Wilson, another Wilson, no relation to the fellow we were just talking about, who was sentenced to death for killing a police informant 20 years ago. He has an IQ of 61, which is below the threshold of 70 that would suggest that he's mentally impaired. Lower courts agreed with the state attorney who questioned the test's validity. Supreme Court denied his request for a stay of execution 2 hours before his scheduled 6 p.m. injection. Why was it so important to put this guy to death? And why, under the circumstances, with a 61 IQ? Do you realize that's like 4 years old or something? How is it that you think, I mean, is this the system working properly? How does and I don't know whether the guy's guilty or not guilty. I am just concerned about somebody who is basically of a 4 or 5 year old's mental capacity. If he did kill somebody, what was he thinking and how was he not used as a... I mean, there are all kinds of questions to this, it seems to me, but this is Texas. And in Texas, they hang you first and ask questions later.
So you would suggest he should maybe... What would you suggest? Like a life sentence?
I would have suggested that a guy who's got a 61 IQ.
It's very low.
Isn't going to be a danger to anybody, and he ought to be on a prison work farm someplace, which probably he would have been happy doing, just spending the rest of his life as a worker or a laborer. I see no reason for somebody like this, especially given the fact, you know how much it costs over a 20-year period, A, to put the guy in jail, B, to do all of the things that are necessary for the appeals? You're talking about millions of dollars here. So, under the circumstances, is this prudent? No, it's that kind of... This is how Texas gets that bloodthirsty reputation. How many stations do we have in Texas? Probably 4, 5, 6, maybe. Those of you who are listening, like in Brownwood. What do you think, Amarillo? What is there about your state that seems to think this is an appropriate use of your tax dollars? That would be the question I'm asking. I don't know this guy from Adam. I feel badly that the execution was necessary, according to the state of Texas, to rid the state of a menace. Well, the state could have been rid of a menace in a lot of different ways. It had been a lot less expensive. And are you setting, I mean, after 20 years, who's going to use this as a deterrent? I'm not going to go shoot or kill somebody because 20 years from now I may get injected. You think the death penalty is a deterrent? Or anything? All it does, and it isn't that I'm so, well, I guess I am. I'm philosophically opposed to the death penalty because so many people get put to death that are wrongly accused and wrongly convicted. The other side of it is that it's a complete waste of money. It's incredible. And that's where, when it comes down to being a really fiscal conservative, I look at this stuff and think, good God, what are we spending all this money for? Who is this guy a danger to? And you can say, well, the person he killed. Well, it's not even clear now that he really did kill the person he was accused of. There are enough questions being asked that it seems why do we bother with this? Just put the guy out to a pasture almost, literally. Anyway, that's my read. You can read it a different way. Anybody want to disagree?
No, because I don't know enough about the case, so I would want to hear. I mean, you know, the death penalty is not a favorite of mine because I think it brings up a lot of moral issues. But at the same time, and I think I've told you this story on the air, one of my closest friend's grandparents were killed by Rich Ramirez, and he was on death row. Mm. And according to her, that would have given her some closure had she been able to watch his execution. And so in that case, I would support that. And so I would feel for the family members, but I don't know enough about his victim or his alleged victim.
He confessed in front of his wife that he had done
it.
Maybe. And even if he did, what were the other circumstances that surrounded it? Anyway,
when you victimize someone and you take their life, you lose really the grasp of your own rights.
You're insane. By definition, you are insane when you do something like that. Anyway, it's 19 past the hour, and this is Good Day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. A little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Doug Steffens Wednesday program is 20th of November.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Will Champlin performing Sugar We're Going Down on The Voice last night. The first group that was saved from elimination, Wolpert and Matthew Shuler. What do you think of those two? Are you following this, Jen?
I am following this, and I like them both. I actually like this performance, too.
Okay. What do you think, Kenny?
I like this song. They're doing okay.
Doing all right. All right, so keeping you up with The Voice from last night here on Good Day. Speaking of last night's voices, late night shows, the comedians have fun. Conan O'Brien, I must admit to having still been awake last night when Conan went on, so I watched a little of him.
That's too late, Dougie, too late.
You're right about that. It was too late. At any rate, he had on a new suit. Which I found the most interesting. I didn't find him very funny last night, but maybe it's because I wasn't in a very funny mood. At any rate, he laughs at himself here a little bit, and so I guess that's what makes it worthwhile. Then Jay Leno and David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon try to get you to laugh or at least smile.
Doctors say that Flamin' Hot Cheetos are sending children to the emergency room. Yeah. So here's my question. What am I supposed to feed my kids for breakfast? They love those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Pour a little milk on them.
Right, right.
The milk turns orange and then catches fire. Oh, boy. Getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, yeah. Right around the corner. As you know, the traditional Thanksgiving began in 1621 when Native Americans sat down with a bunch of undocumented pilgrims. They had dinner and the pilgrims never left. That was it. Once they... Hey, listen to this. Butterball is warning there could be a turkey shortage. They're only shipping half the number of turkeys this year because many of the birds had trouble gaining weight. They're not sure why. Not sure why they want. The turkeys figured out the fat ones get slaughtered. They know this.
I just heard this coming out. Secretary of State John Kerry is now, this is good news, very close to a deal that will disarm George Zimmerman. Very close. That's good news. I don't know if you saw it on the news earlier today. George Zimmerman arrested again. Gunplay, more gunplay with George Zimmerman. I'm telling you, this guy is just one phone call away from a visit from SEAL Team 6.
I was kind of surprised by this. A new report shows that stolen Apple products accounted for 14% of all crime here in New York City last year, mainly due to people stealing iPhones. Yeah, that, I guess that explains the new slogan, BlackBerry, no one will steal this from you.
I'll take one of those.
You want it?
Nope.
Come on, I'll give you the password. I don't want it. Law enforcement officials are also warning that the holiday season is the most popular time of year for identity theft. It's true. In fact, last Christmas, I saw like 100 guys pretending to be Santa.
Really? Back to the Butterball story. Here's a company that has created an image around itself that they are the go-to company for turkeys nationally, They're a lot of the turkeys aren't even grown in America. And apparently, as you have heard now, ad nauseum, it was on every newscast like it was the most important story of the day yesterday. Could you believe it? And I loved
it. I feel
the
like
teaser.
There's always this story around Thanksgiving.
The teaser was how Butterball may affect, this was the news last night as I was going to sleep, how news from Butterball may affect your Thanksgiving more at 11.
Breaking news.
I was watching Person of Interest. And by the way, Carter. Did you, anybody watch your Person of Interest beside me?
Mm-mm.
Carter, the cop, got killed last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So the poll at DougSteffen.com today has to do with whether or not you are waiting for the delivery of turkeys to your store. Are you getting one? Used to be you used to go to the farm and get it. No more. So you might check that out. DougSteffen.com.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, did Obama satisfy the criticism of his misstatement that you can keep your health insurance?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and
the Ad Council. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. Did Obama satisfy the criticism about his misstatement concerning that you can keep your health insurance?
It's not going to satisfy Republicans, of course. Nothing he could have said or done would have satisfied the Republicans. My own sister called me saying, I'm losing my health care plan, and I reminded her it probably wasn't worth having in the first place, and when she described it to me, that turned out to be true. This should have been explained to people better.
For years, there hasn't been support. There's a reason this didn't happen. The government is telling the insurance companies what they must cover, and they're telling Medicare what it must cover.
Sure, yes,
and they're,
of course.
And preceding this madness, somewhere between 85 and 91% of the people who had health care liked their health care insurance.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com.
Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What's going on in America this morning? Wednesday morning on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in this hour of our discussion regarding things that you need to know, may want to know. The story from Virginia today, which seems to confound people, a lawmaker there was stabbed by his son, and then the son killed himself. According to what I heard and saw, fellow was Craig Deeds. Is that how you pronounce it? Was it Craig or Cray?
Cray
is his name. Okay. He was stabbed by his 24-year-old son, Gus, a number of times. It was believed that Gus then shot himself. Apparently, Deeds ran for governor in Virginia once. I don't know this. The name doesn't ring a bell with me. Anybody know anything more about this fellow than that?
Just to do with the state's is member of the state Congress, he's a state senator.
State senator. He was not a congressman, he was a state senator.
State senator, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody can figure out why this happened. The kid had gone through some kind of psychiatric evaluation last week, if I understand correctly what went on. Go ahead, Ken.
The son was on, what do they call it? ECO.
What? I don't know what that is.
It's an emergency
psychiatric drug that calms people down.
No, that was he was on a hold at a facility.
Like a 30.
Oh, they didn't have room for him. Oh, that's right.
They didn't have room for him, so they let him go, and that was 24 hours before he did this.
Big fail. The way he was found was kind of bizarre. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but one of his cousins found him walking down the road. This is a state senator walking down a road near his home Tuesday morning, bleeding from multiple stab wounds to his head and chest.
Yeah.
And that's when the state troopers came and found his son dead, 24 years old. Ugh.
Yep.
No, ECO is emergency custody order.
Got it.
So they were holding him, but they didn't have beds to hold him long enough, so they had to let him go. And apparently, this has happened 72 times in the past 90 days to people who needed to be
in Virginia
for treatment,
or around the country.
In Virginia.
Yeah.
Needed to be held for treatment, but there wasn't room. So
what are these facilities like? These are just regular mostly state mental health institutions, is that it?
Yeah.
Are there state mental institutions anymore? Because it seems like most of the time
they wouldn't be called mental institutions.
No, they're just hospitals. They're like wings of hospitals, and I can see how those would fill up. There is just such a need for us to really start addressing mental illness. I mean, over the last 2 years, if all this violence is not evidence enough, I don't know what the answer is, but it's like we have this stigma over addressing people with mental illness.
We have a stigma over mental, not necessarily even disease, but just therapy. We're so backward in this country about sexual matters, about mental health, things like that. We just, it's kind of amazing that we've done, you have to think about the will and the starch of people who are Americans. I'm talking about people who have grown up here, or people who have come here and made something of themselves and created this very unique situation that we call the United States of America. So many different interests. The point is now it's gotten so big and out of control, it can't handle itself anymore. And we have these different interests that are always vying for control of whatever the issue is. In this case, our let's say, certain regions of the country have an attitude towards sexual matters that tends to sort of carry more weight than it might, given the fact that most people in this country, the majority of people, no matter where they live, are not for the government or anybody else really having a say in whatever their private lives is all about, are all about. And the same can be said, so in a sense, the values that people have attributed to helping those who are mentally disabled or who are mentally challenged or who are just mentally incompetent, why is it that they deserve less attention and treatment than those people who are physically sick? Because mental illness is more debilitating than physical illness, often, as we see here.
Right.
Hello.
I mean, to give the excuse that they just couldn't find a bed for him,
that's awful.
It's a big problem. That means those facilities are already full, and there needs to be either more or there needs to be dedicated places for people like this that need help. I don't know what it is.
Just as a relative comparison, in the last half hour, we were talking about the fellow who is the inmate, had an IQ of 61, ready to be injected and put to death after 20 years on death row for killing somebody. The guy's got a 61 IQ. So over 20 years at $40,000 a year, that figures out to $800,000, does it not? Or is it more than that? How much is 20? No, actually, it's more. It's a heck of a lot more than that. Plus $1 million for the appeal. And they're not even sure now that this guy actually did it. He may or may not have done it, but after 20 years, what difference does it make? He's incompetent, and he should be put into a place where, not even rehab, but just to have him do something useful with his time instead of spending all that money. But we spend that kind of money on a guy who has a 61 IQ, who may or may not have been guilty of something, and we don't have the money to help all these people who mentally are challenged and they need some sort of...
I don't even know if it's financial. It's the fact that they did not have a bed available.
Well, that's
financial. That the facilities
Why don't they build
full.
Facilities
right.
that will house all the people that are needed, that need treatment?
But people always seem to shy away. As a society, we shy away from building more of these facilities.
That's what
I think instead of adding these as wings to hospitals, I mean, maybe it's time to start...
Well, they used to be.
I know.
You don't remember this.
I do. Reagan shut them down. I don't remember it, but I've read about it.
Well, there were... I remember it was Dukakis in Massachusetts who shut down pretty much all of the state penal institutions for kids and the state mental hospitals. There's a place called Bridgewater State Hospital, which was kind of like in New York, it's Bellevue, and I don't know what it is in L.A. now that I'm thinking about it because I don't remember. But there are always, in most big cities or states that have large populations, there were facilities that were aimed on at treating those people who were mentally incapable. And they did. One of the reasons they were closed down is because of the abuses. The reality was awful. In some of these places, the dungeon-esque, there have been movies done about this, the dungeon-esque quality of the way they were treated. So instead of fixing that problem, they just closed them all down, put them out on the street. Most of them became homeless and suffered the fate of that reality. So it just, you go around in a circle here with these sorts of things, and it's troubling that we as a society don't recognize what the problems are of mental illness.
And if it comes down to tax dollars, we pay for these people either way, whether they're on the street committing crimes or whether they're going to be in a state institution. I personally, as someone who lives in an area where there's a lot of homeless people that are very disturbed, would rather see my money go to support them in a place where they're not a danger to themselves or to me and my family.
And by the way, the fact that there are so many mentally incompetent people comes about as a result of us as citizens allowing laws to be passed, or we encourage the use of things like alcohol and drugs. I'm one that's not trying to be a hypocrite here, but I think all this stuff should be legalized, but then properly policed. The amount of lack of oversight on the results of people using these drugs, however they get to them, and alcohol is more powerful than probably anybody, anything else, and tobacco as well, But tobacco doesn't really destroy your mind. It destroys your body. But liquor destroys your mind. Alcohol does. And so what happens to those who have abused alcohol for a long time? What is their mental status? Not very good. Look at the winos. The reference, that term wino, was probably very interestingly coined. It's not politically correct anymore, is it, to call your father a wino, Jennifer?
I don't know. Not usually.
No. Okay. Wino. Remember, all I can remember now, my mind, here's where my mind is the old George Carlin wino radio.
Wino radio.
Wino radio. Oh, my. All right. Off the rails. Excuse me. I'm leaping to greatness today, but it's taking me a while. Can you handle holding on for a while? 888-302-3684. All right, what kind of controversy have we stirred up with some of the things that have been said already, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. What do we have people hooting and hollering about so far?
Much of conversation about George Zimmerman.
Oh, great. Worthwhile time. What are they saying?
John says he's not at all surprised by Zimmerman's arrest.
Mm-hmm.
He's only surprised that he had a girlfriend.
Me too,
and
by the way.
He was served with papers, the divorce papers, while he was in jail yesterday. Did you see that?
At least they knew where he was.
Yeah, right.
And he also got his guns taken away finally, which I actually think is a pretty good
move. He'll get some more.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not for now, because they said no guns.
No guns.
Okay. What else, Kenny?
Darla says they should have kept this jerk in jail. And Kevin wonders if
jail. Why
did
he keep him in jail? Because he's a jerk. All jerks in jail.
We want to build mental institutions and jerk jails.
Jerk jails. Jerk jails. All right, what else, Kenny?
Mike says firearms should only be used by the public for hunting and self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that Zimmerman
or for smashing your
issues.
Pretend pregnant girlfriend's tables.
Yeah. Or if you just want to be a jerk. I like that. Right. Jerk jails. Let's start a campaign. Building jerk jails. All.
I know a lot of people that are standing in line.
16 before the hour. If you're looking at your teeth and they are ugly, yellow, stained, ugh, may I fix that problem for you, please? I'd like to. Well, you have to take some action. I'm going to tell you the story in 60 seconds. You're going to take some action after I tell you how to get brighter teeth. It is the number one issue with adults when it comes to their appearance. Your smile is very important. How many times you look at a picture of somebody and their teeth are not particularly white? Listen, Charlotte agrees. She has nice white teeth. I use power swabs on her. So, see? How about that? Power swabs on your dog as well as on you. Nobody at Power Swabs ever thought of using that, but I'm suggesting that you try whiten up your dog's teeth and whiten up your own teeth at the same time by calling 800-865-7602. I can hear the calls now. Give me the stuff that dog takes. I want to whiten up my teeth. All right. It is seriously a very, very big problem. People and their yellow teeth and the germs that go with yellow teeth, because if you're not cleaning your teeth, the germs stay in your mouth and they get into your gums and they really take a toll. So you want to whiten up your teeth, clean up your act, clean up your mouth with Power Swabs. It has a patented ingredient cleanser developed around coconut oil. There's no abrasive stuff in it, no bleach. Oh, using bleach on your teeth? What are you, nuts? No. Bonds. Let's see here. What else? Caps, crowns, veneers, all of that stuff. No sensitivity. This is just a powerful way to cleanse your teeth. Get your smile stain-free with Ultra White Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. Get free shipping and a free stain-out whitening quick stick when you mention Doug Steffen. Order Power Swabs today, 800-865-7602.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Get it started. body.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth. But then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started. Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net, powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at OfficeMax.com/services.
On Monday night, Glory Spriggs of Henderson, Nevada, was awarded the $1 million grand prize for her original recipe for loaded potato pinwheels at the 46th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest in Las Vegas. This year, finalists were encouraged to create simple, easy-to-make recipes that included 7 ingredients or less.
Winning the Pillsbury Bake Off has truly been a dream come true. From creating my recipe, tasting with friends and family, and the whole experience has been an amazing culinary adventure. I wanted to create a recipe that would appeal to children and adults and had ingredients that the average home chef or cook had already in their pantry or refrigerator.
Spriggs competed against 99 other talented home cooks from around the U.S. in this year's Bake Off contest. You can find the $1 million recipe and all the other finalist recipes at bakeoff.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The next Staff and Good Day program. Visit us in any number of places, not only your favorite radio station, which is a cool way to find out what's going on, but also on the various websites, DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com. Woohoo!
Yay!
Yay! TalkStream Live. Jennifer and her father run CRN Talk. Let's see here.
But even if we didn't, I would still say yay.
Really? Yay! All right, so there's a, Macy's Day Parade is on Thanksgiving, a week from tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's already a problem because of some, is this a politically correct problem, Jennifer? Or is
group of animal activists that are protesting the float that has been designed by SeaWorld. SeaWorld's got a float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Animal rights activists plan to line the parade route next week to protest the float, who in a new documentary is accused of treating whales badly at its theme parks.
Really?
They also paired Joan Jett with Shamu the killer whale, and people succeeded. They were upset about this because Joan Jett is an animal rights ally. She's a vegetarian. They managed to get her pulled off the South Dakota tourism float after they questioned why she was representing their beef-loving state.
Really? Huh.
So South Dakota does not love Joan Jett. They got her removed. Have this vegetarian removed.
Big problem in Florida.
What they would do to you, Dougie.
Yeah, have me removed?
They'd pull you off the South Dakota float for liking, for not eating beef.
Yeah,
there's plenty of room on the sausage float.
Big problem there. How about an ice cream float?
You would love that. An ice cream float would be delicious.
Well, a root beer float would be nice.
That would be very good. Thank you. The winner of $16 million in a Florida Powerball jackpot is going to be out of luck come tomorrow because there is a, what is it, 1 year? How long do you have to collect the money?
I think it's a year.
It's a year. All right.
I think it is a year.
This guy, woman, whoever it is, won the $16 million jackpot a year ago. The jackpot, the ability to collect it disappears tomorrow. So somebody just going to, go up and
wouldn't
smoke.
Wouldn't you cry? You were that close.
Yeah. Where's that stub? 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Now 53 after the hour, the business of technology now in our focus. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is here in just a matter of moments to talk with you about Amazon teaming up with the post office. Story that we heard the headlines at least about it, but nobody seemed to quite figure out how it was going to work. Well, Shelley has figured out how it's going to work, how it may be used to deliver packages to you on Sunday. So if you want to find out more about how the post office gets in to bed with Amazon, woo-hoo! That info coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon recently teamed up with the U.S. Postal Service to begin offering Sunday deliveries to its customers. In the past, you had to pay exorbitant amounts to use Express Mail and tack on an extra fee if you wanted something delivered on Sunday. Not anymore. The new service has already begun in New York City and Los Angeles and will expand to most of the rest of the United States next year. The USPS has struggled recently as fewer Americans are sending mail, opting to pay bills and communicate with friends and family online. This deal is expected to help the Postal Service's turnaround effort as it brings in money and also opens the door for more partnerships with retailers eager to offer Sunday delivery. The move makes sense for Amazon, competing with one of the few advantages brick-and-mortar stores have over a website, Sunday shopping. We may be the biggest winners of all, though, as we now have more shopping and delivery options than ever before. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our white elephant gift exchange. But keep it under $5, yo.
In honor of the important things you do over the holidays, Sprint brings you this great deal. Get our best-selling Android tablet, the new 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, for just $49.99 when you sign up for a data plan, starting at only $5 per month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 1/23/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Restrictions apply.
What signals the start of the holiday season for you? Could it be the scent of fresh pine in the air decorating around your home? Or maybe a familiar friend showing up in the malls all around the country? Let's find out what Brian Osich has researched.
Many consider it the unofficial kickoff to the holidays once they see their favorite Hickory Farms holiday market arrive at their local shopping center. For over 60 years, Hickory Farms has been part of family traditions, providing everyone's favorite gift and entertaining options. This year's official grand opening has arrived with more than 700 storefronts and kiosks. Since 1951, Hickory Farms has been offering delicious specialty foods and gifts. This year, they're introducing their new Hickory Farms Reserve line, featuring artisan dry salami and 8 all-natural premium cheeses, including the apple smoked cheddar cheese. With the help of their customers, Hickory Farms works to make the holidays special through its charitable giving campaigns. This year, they continue their partnership with the No Kid Hungry campaign. The campaign is working to end childhood hunger in America, and Hickory Farms is aiming to generate $700,000 this holiday season, providing up to 7 million meals to kids in need. For more, visit your local holiday market or go to hickoryfarms.com. That's Lifestyles from Hickory Farms.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Interesting news from the restaurant world. Fast food, really. Burger King is...
Fat food,
yeah. It is fat food. Burger King is
going
to open up
food.
Restaurants in India. They've got a plan together to open up. Imagine what fast food, what burger...
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.